Hey family, how are you tonight? I hope you're blessed. I hope you're blessed and more blessed. Don't have a whole lot of logic or philosophy to give to you because tonight I just want to tell you how I am. In the natural, in this world, how when I'm surrounded with people, I'm a nice individual who's somewhat sarcastic just to kind of break the ice of people's frown on their face. It's just so hard to watch people so hurt and disgusted with life. So I like being a little sarcastic about the stings of life, and I like being kind and nice to people even though they may or may not deserve it, just because they do deserve it. You deserve someone to treat you with respect and with kindness and to let you know that you matter. But in the spirit, I am so covered and saturated in the blood of Jesus, and I hold the sword of the Spirit so high that every demon that sees me is terrified. There's not one individual that has a demon in their life that doesn't have some strange disdain and disgust toward me, and they don't even know why. They're like, I like you, but something in me just doesn't want to be around you. Oh my God. And I'm like, that's that devil. I say, what? Yeah, that's that devil that torments you at night. That's that devil that bothers you at night. Now, how can I possibly be something so dangerous in the spirit and yet so kind and gentle in the natural? Because that's the sword of the Spirit. What are the fruits of the Holy Ghost? What are the actions and demands of the Holy Spirit? Peace, love, joy, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, long-suffering, and self-control. I love it. But how do you swing those? How do you tear demons to shreds with peace, love, joy, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, long-suffering, and self-control? By acting upon it. And we can all do that. If you say you're a Christian, if you say that you have had an encounter with God, if you say you're awake and you're still walking in anger, disgust, and hatred with your humankind, then you need to wake up. There are enough people on this planet that are hurt. Why help them be hurt, if you know what I mean? But that's not the issue we have today. The issue we have today is just like 9/11. So many people thought they were ready and prepared to go through the wilds of this life and to live better, to defend their family, to defend their country, and within months they fell asleep again. Are we willing to be a nation who does that again? Are you willing to be a person in a nation that lets things go back to normal again just to be attacked again in 10 years, 5 years, 20 years? Because I'm not. So we're going to pray today. We're going to pray with fervence, with effectiveness. We're going to pray knowing that angels hear our prayer and that God is marching on our behalf. Hallelujah. Right? We're going to do so because God has made all things possible to us who believe. So are you ready to pray? Are you ready to close your eyes, look into the spirit realm, stare hell right in the face, and tell hell what it's fisting to do because you have the King inside of you? Because you're a priest under the high priest, Jesus Christ? I'm ready. Let's do this. Father God, I thank you that even hell trembles at the mention of your name. I thank you, Father, that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. Lord, I thank you that you've anointed us with the Holy Ghost and with power. You've sealed us, sealed us. You've sealed us with the promise of the Holy Ghost. Lord, I thank you that every demon in hell, all they see when they look at us is a person covered in the blood of Jesus. And they don't know it's the blood. They just know we're covered in blood. And I thank you, Father, that they see that double-edged sword in our hands and us swinging it with a smile on our face, and they're terrified. Oh, every demon in hell trembles at the name of Jesus. But that's not what destroys them. It's our words. Lord, we take into captive every demonic entity that is coming against our home, that's coming against our town, that's coming against our city, that's coming against our nation. We look you in the eye, you demon, and we say you're weak. You're so weak, you don't stand a chance to the King of Glory. And we're here to torment you before your time because you don't stand a chance on this earth. You lost your opportunity in the flood. And now's the day where we take you up and throw you in the pit and take our nation back in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you
Lord, I thank you that it's not more power that we need as a nation. It's authority that we need as a nation to go forward and to speak and to do according to the will of the Father, to act upon the Word and let the Word work within us, around us, and through us in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, I thank you that every power in hell must bend, must break to the power of the blood of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, that everywhere we go, hell trembles, hell bows, and hell goes away from us in fear. I thank you, Lord God, that we're snipers in the kingdom of heaven, that we bring forth the righteousness of God in the sword of the Spirit, and that justice goes where we go in Jesus' mighty name. I thank you, Father, for the Holy Ghost, who is alive, who is on this earth today, who is empowering us, giving us the words of Jesus, introducing us to Jesus, the King of Glory. Holy Spirit, go forth now and bring in my family members. Bring them in from the gates of hell now in Jesus' name. Show them the King of Glory now in Jesus' name. And I thank you for it, Father, in the mighty, powerful, majestic, holy, and righteous name of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I thank you, family, that you're warriors, that you're being perfected in the kingdom, that the work that God has started in you, He's going to complete it, and there's nothing that hell can do about it. So thank you, family, and I join you in warfare. Let's do this. Let's take it to the devil. Let's show him there are no limitations in the kingdom of God. Let's let him know that he has no chance when it comes to the King of Glory. And let's let each and every one of our family members know. Let's let the people of our nation know that they are worth it, that they are able, and that they will be what God has called them to be. So I impart unto you a warfare spirit, my family, in the name of Jesus, and I make this oath with you. We shall fight against the walls, against the terrors of hell, and we will win in Jesus' mighty name. So I love you, and may your love and our love grow to tear apart the kingdoms of hell. Because our blessing will be a blessing to the nations in Jesus' name. I love you, family. And the best is yet to come. So never give up. Never surrender. And always know that you win if Jesus is the Lord of your life. I love you, family, and have a blessed time.